It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe. A lot has happened since Vermont State Senator Norm McAllister was arrested on felony sexual assault charges last week. First, there was word he'd resign, but that didn't happen. Then there was pressure from lawmakers for him to step down. And yesterday, a Vermont Senate panel stripped the Franklin County Republican of all his committee assignments. McAllister has pleaded not guilty, and it appears he's not interested in resigning his seat, at least not right now, and that has some lawmakers exploring other options. Here to talk with us about that is Paul Hines. He's the political editor at 7 Days. Paul, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Police say McAllister repeatedly coerced two women to engage in sex acts against their will, and that he also pursued a third woman. How has this affected the mood at the State House as the session is coming to a close?
Well, I think the first reaction last Thursday evening when Senator McAllister was arrested just outside the State House was one of shock and bewilderment. This is somebody that I don't think a lot of people suspected may have been involved in this sort of activity. And since then, I think people have been trying to really focus on their work. We're in the closing days of the session, so there's a ton going on. I think people are trying to keep focused on that and not think about this too much, but it's very hard to ignore.
Now, some of these alleged crimes happened while McAllister was reportedly sharing a house with other lawmakers in Montpelier. The victim there was allegedly much younger than him. You say your sources told you that other lawmakers were aware of at least some behavior that they found unseemly. What did you learn, and how come no one spoke up about this?
One of these alleged victims, who is now 20 years old, I spoke with her last week, and she told me that she has worked on and off for Senator McAllister for a number of years. One of the questions that many people in Montpelier are asking right now is, were they okay with this? Should they have said something or done something? It's worth keeping in mind that a couple of senators have described this woman as looking as if she's 12 or 13 years old. And certainly I think a lot of people are wondering, why it would be appropriate for someone like that to be staying with a number of 40, 50, 60-year-old men in an apartment like this. And it appears that, at least one state representative was aware that there was something going on, although that state representative says that he had no reason to suspect that it was anything non-consensual.
As I mentioned, Paul, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott announced yesterday afternoon that McAllister has been kicked off of his committee assignments. Help us understand exactly what this punishment means for a state senator.
Sure. And the context for this is that many senators were hoping that he would step down. But what happened was he made clear on Thursday to the Lieutenant Governor that he has no intention to do so in the near future. And so Lieutenant Governor Scott essentially said, well, there's not much we can do right now, but one thing we can do is strip him of his two committee assignments on the Agriculture and Institutions Committees. Now, this doesn't really have much practical impact at the moment because the legislature is winding down. These committees won't really be meeting. I think it's more symbolic than anything else.
All week we've been hearing those calls for McAllister to step down. But what options do lawmakers have if he still refuses?
Well, the Vermont Constitution essentially empowers the Vermont Senate to expel its own members, but it's unclear whether that has actually been that power has been exercised ever. Certainly not recently. So there is no clear procedure by which the Senate might go about doing that. It's certainly possible, I suppose, that the legislature could be that the Senate could be called back at some point this summer to deal with it, but it's not really clear exactly how that would work.
Briefly at the end here, Paul, have we yet heard any comprehensive response or explanation from McAllister about these charges?
We have not. He pleaded not guilty to all charges last Friday, and his attorney said outside the courthouse, we will present our side of this case. Don't rush to any kind of judgment here. But Senator McAllister himself has said basically nothing about the charges themselves. So we don't really know what his side of the case is at this point.
We've been talking with 7 Days political editor Paul Hines about the case of State Senator Norm McAllister, who's now facing felony sexual assault charges. Paul, thank you.
Thanks for having me.